Third, in 1964, biologists collected some marine worms from a population in Los Angeles Harbor and used them to start a lab colony. When biologists went back to the same location 22 years later, the original population had disappeared, so they collected worms from two other locations several miles away and used them to start two new lab colonies. In 1989, researchers found that the two new colonies could interbreed with each other, but not with the colony that had been started 25 years earlier. In 1992, James Weinberg and his colleagues called this an observed instance of rapid speciation, based on the assumption that the original colony had speciated in the laboratory, rather than before 1964. A few years later, however, tests performed by Weinberg and two others showed that the original population was already a species different from the two new colonies at the time when it was originally sampled in 1964. No speciation had occurred. Fourth, in 1969, E. Paterniani reported an experiment on maize in which breeding was permitted only between individuals possessing two extremes of a particular trait. Paterniani noted an almost complete reproductive isolation between two maize populations, but did not claim that a new species had been produced. Finally, in the 1980s, William R. Rice and George W. Salt offered some fruit flies eight different habitats and bred only those who chose the two most extreme environments. Within 30 generations, the flies had sorted themselves into two populations that did not interbreed. But Rice and Salt claimed only incipient speciation that we believe to have occurred. So except for polyploidy in plants, which is not what Darwin's theory needs, there are no observed instances of the origin of species. As evolutionary biologists Lynn Margulis and Dorian Sagan wrote in 2002, speciation, whether in the remote Galapagos, in the laboratory cages of the Drosophilosophers, or in the crowded sediments of the paleontologists, still has never been directly traced. Evolution's smoking gun is still missing. No-show. Microevolution looks at adaptations that concern the survival of the fittest, not the arrival of the fittest. The origin of species, Darwin's problem, remains unsolved. Scott Gilbert, John Upteys, and Rudolf Roth, Developmental Biology, 1997. Microevolution and Macroevolution. According to Douglas J. Futuhima's 2005 college textbook, Evolution, branching speciation is the sine qua non of diversity, required to produce Darwin's branching tree of life. It stands at the border between microevolution, the genetic changes within and among populations, and macroevolution, the evolution of biological categories above the level of species.